Air Force was he was, this is a quote, Dr. McDowell was ostracized and moved the Air Force equivalent of being sent to Siberia. And that's, you know, the military wants to have very good relations with women. That's why, for instance, Jessica Lynch, they made a hero out of her. But you only hear the one side of it. You really should need some people on the other side. I mean, there's two problems, rape and false accusations.
Susan Burke, false accusations.
Well, certainly those statistics cited by the caller are ones that I'm not familiar with and will not comment on that. But clearly the issue here is investigation and adjudication. If an allegation of rape is brought forward in an impartial manner, properly investigated by people who are not in the chain of command and whose careers are not either helped or hurt by the outcome, you're going to likely to have a sense of justice. That is just not happening here. Instead, you have the people that are coming forward being threatened. They will be told that, oh, they're making a false allegation, that they're going to be court-martialed for lying, or they're going to be written up for having had alcohol, or various other, you know, military code of conduct issues that are then thrown against them as a way to evade true impartial investigations.
Mary Gallagher, were you worried about being accused of false allegations?
You know, a little bit, but mostly what I was really scared for my life, especially after the rape actually happened. I was terrified, and you know, you're already in a war zone situation, so your senses are up. And my fear was is that after, you know, when I had reported the harassment and they hadn't done anything, when the rape happened, that's why I didn't report it, because I didn't feel like they were going to do anything, and so it was just like I felt so isolated and so alone. But as far as, you know, that people would think that it was false, you know, no. But when I did report the harassment, everybody was like, well, you know, they would always try to explain it away or dismiss it. And so it obviously leads to a point that, you know, they just don't really want to deal with it.
Can
I jump in here?
Sure. Go ahead.
This is Anu. Yeah, the McDowell checklist has been completely debunked. It's something that the caller referred to. I mean, it essentially propagates rape mythology and victim blaming. You know, accuses women of making things up. You know, blames them for drinking, so on and so forth. And so, I mean, it's not even worth really discussing that. And in the vast majority of these cases, women and men are retaliated against for stepping forward, doing the right thing, and attempting to use their chain of command. I mean, as a Marine Corps officer, Marines came to me with these complaints. I did the right thing, brought it to my chain of command, and you know, field grade officers regularly just transferred sexual predators outside the unit instead of prosecuting or investigating, and instead punished men and women in their own command for reporting abuse.
Here's a message on Facebook from Leah, who says, I was in military intelligence back in the 1980s, where people were supposed to be of a higher caliber. I left because of the horrific behavior allowed. The U.S. military was proud of its culture of ignorance. I was disgusted by it. Rebecca, any comment?
It just seems that not much has changed. We still deal with a lot of the same issues that many women have dealt with back in the 80s and 90s. And all we seem to get is another study and more lip service. And there needs to be some concrete changes, not just another study, not just another, oh, well, this is the problem. Well, it's time to fix the problem.
All right. To Ann in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to call to totally agree with the women on your panel. I served for 10 years on active duty in the military. I was assaulted 3 times throughout my career by both enlisted and officers. When I told my supervisor, the attitude was, well, you joined this men's club. What do you expect? I did not drink or socialize with any of the men of my unit because I was married. I didn't even tell my husband about any of the assaults because I was afraid he would jeopardize his career by going, you know, forward and, you know, discussing it with the people that had done this. But what surprised me more was the attitude in the VA system when I got out. I was assaulted by a doctor at a VA hospital, and when I reported it, the head of the hospital called me and told me, if this actually did happen, we'll check into it. And that's the last thing I ever heard. And that doctor's still there. And that was witnessed by 3 women assistants